Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where you pray through the Bible verse by verse. And I'd like to give a huge thanks to Susan Meisner, who's one of the Patreon sponsors. She's actually a novelist of historical fiction. And if you want to have some great summer reads this summer, definitely pick up all of her books. She's written like 10,000 books and they are all compelling and amazing. So thank you, Susan, for sponsoring the Pray Every Day show. And she simply just went to patreon.com/prayeveryday and sponsored the show monthly. So thanks to her. And if this podcast has been a blessing to you and you'd like to give back just a little bit, you can start as low as $1. At the $5 level, you'll receive an original painting every month by me. And not to say I'm awesome at art, but I do enjoy it and it's fun to pass on to you, the listeners. So today we're reading from the Sermon on the Mount. We're in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. And it says this: "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a heavy verse and I've always been haunted by it, but I'm so grateful that really the currency of the kingdom is relationship. It's the oxygen, it's the air, it's the reason that we exist on this earth, is to have a relationship with you. And in these verses, you talk about the vitalness and the vitality and the importance of having a relationship with you. So we stop right now. I stop right now and I settle myself and I settle my heart before you. And I just want to confess that I don't always seek you first. I don't always commune with you, and I want to, Lord. I want to be in that continual conversation with you. I want to have a heart that is completely yours. I want to love you well. I want to be a friend of God. And so, Lord, we just lay our hearts down before you. We want to be people who know you. We want to be people who commune with you. We want to be people who hear from you. We want to be people who are in love with your voice, in love with your word, in love with your ways, in love with your creation and what you've created. We want to love others well. And as we love them, we're demonstrating our love for you. So Lord, help us to be people of the book who love you and who love others. And that when we get to that day, when we see you face to face with joy and the miracle that will be, and the beauty and the power, I just can't imagine the moment of just seeing your eyes, Jesus. And you will say, Lord willing, I'm praying that you will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Lord, that's what we long for. We want to be good and faithful servants of you. We want to follow you wherever you go, just like the disciples followed you around wherever you went. And Lord, this verse makes us scared because we don't want to just be people who go through the motions. We don't want to be people who are in love with the signs and not the giver of the signs. In love with the gifts, but not the giver of the gifts. Because really, when that happens, it means we're using you for our gain. It's like when a child only wants, and I've talked about this before, but when a child only wants the gifts that a parent gives them or the money that the parent gives them without relationship, that's what that's like the definition of using somebody. And Lord, you don't want that either, because that's not relationship. You don't want us to use you for power. You don't want us to just use your name to cast out demons. You don't want us just to use your name to perform miracles. And a lot of times when people do that, it's for their own glory, to say, look how powerful I am. So Lord, please help us to, first of all, discern charlatans who are using your name without relationship, but also let it be a cautionary tale to us that we can pursue you with everything within us. Because Lord, we don't want to ever hear those words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And I think people may have said in this situation, you know, with demons casting out, that they would say that they knew you, but you said, "I don't know you." And so there's this reciprocity of relationship of, I may say I know you, but do you know me? Am I letting you into the corners and the crevices of my heart? Am I letting you into those dark places so that the Holy Spirit can illuminate them and change them and open the closets of my heart that I don't, that are yucky and I don't want there? So Lord, today we just open our hearts up. We ask for the heart surgery. We ask for the light to be shed, and we want to be known by you, and we want to know you. So keep us alert today to opportunities where we can demonstrate and experience that relationship with you today. I pray all this in your amazing relational name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. When life gets crazy, and it happens to all of us, we have busy, busy lives. Remember to take a moment today, a little breather, a little vacation in the midst of your day, a piece of quiet where there's nothing on. Maybe you're outside and you're taking a walk, and just stop and thank God for five things today. He is so good, and He's blessed you with so much.